All right, man, we'll go do this before we crack house.
Yeah. This one goes out to all my wizards.
Professor from Calarian Community College.
It was the same thing. It was the custom music, you know, music dancing and walking down the aisle and shit. Just happened to be Arabs.
Man, that's how we're going to do it.
No, they are Middle Eastern.
That's how we're going to do it at the parking lot.
They're not Arabs. They're Middle Eastern.
No, I don't
know. Why are you getting politically correct on this? What the hell?
No, he's right.
No, I mean, he's right, but damn. Make me look like an
new
asshole,
year, man. New me, me.
New me, me.
The new, new.
The new, new.
This is the new, new. New, new. And next year will be the new, new, new.
No, back no, to the no, old no, club. No.
I'll be back.
You know what you're like, bro? Do you remember that promo that Macho Man said? Or do you know, because like, Macho Man, since last year, you've done a complete 180. 180! He's like, is it a 360? He gets lost into like how many degrees he's in. That's you right now.
I go another 30 degrees and there's 360.
Yeah. That's you right now, bro.
Oh. Welcome to the Cardboard Crack House. This is I Still Like Women, Earl Grey.
This is We All Like Women parking lot.
And well, you're getting married.
Yeah,
and this is
so you can't like women.
No, yeah, true. I guess you're right. You guess
and Biffo just goes, "Well, that just fucking killed my buzz."
I was like, "Oh man, imagine if parking lot was gay. That'd be kind of fun."
That would have been kind of fun.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
been kind of fun. Wow.
Just a big old 6'6", fucking 300+.
If he grabbed a hold of you,
you ain't going nowhere, bro. You ain't going nowhere.
Once the world's biggest arms grab a hold of you, brother, I'm going to take you behind the shower.
The 24-inch vape.
the largest
vape in the world.
Poor Biffo. Vegas would have been a whole lot different if I was.
Oh, yeah. We did sleep in the same bed. Yeah. Huh? Never mind.
Nah, I'm glad he ain't gay.
Man, I'm looking at you going like,
I forgot. Dude, I totally forgot. We've shared a bed together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Do you remember Earl Grey sounded like he was, I thought he was choking.
You weren't used to it.
No, I'm not.
I'm used to hearing it every time I take a fucking drive with this man.
Dude.
Like, that's what he sounds like.
It was like scary. I was like already going to hit you like with the chest compression. Like, don't you die on me.
Gosh, but remember, we learned something from him. But all you got to do is put a Big Mac or is it a quarter pounder on his chest, and he'll sleep just fine.
It's enough weight to keep it down where I can breathe.
That picture got to be somewhere, right?
It was fantastic.
No, we got that picture because it's been deleted.
Oh, man.
Operation Gagar.
It's in the iCloud somewhere, bro. Don't worry about it.
And we'll find it. If anything, we'll have an artist rendering.
Bro, the next time GP is gonna be lit, bro. Like all kinds of DJs gonna be there.
I don't know, man. This is episode 2 in the new podcast studio. I'm looking at getting
3 technically.
Yeah, I'm looking at getting the sticker for the outside of the door. It says "Bam Crack House Studios."
Crack House Studios.
We're gonna put up the classic red light. You know, do not disturb
recording.
I told her
I want to put the on air right there.
The on air light.
Door.
Yeah, thank you.
Right above
the
door.
Thank you.
Hmm.
When the red light goes on,
You don't touch the door.
Come on. Oh.
Is panty dropping time?
Yeah, right.
All
right,
who's the gay one here again? What?
No. I mean, with all us, right. Man. God damn it, parking lot. You're assuming.
You said you're on the red light.
You're assuming that. I'm not talking about groupies or other people. You're talking about.
There's only three of us in here, my man. There's only three of us in here.
Talking about making everything gay.
So, all right, guys, we're going to talk about. Yeah, I'm looking at Dixclaimer.
What are we talking about?
Fucking salt. We're going to talk about your newest set, Strixhaven's EDH decks. We've talked about all five of these cocksuckers.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
now going to see if Sheldon Minnery's deck is going to be the end-all, be-all of pre-cons.
It wasn't... Yeah. Man, you know what? I shouldn't have made that fucking bet because Parking Lot made a good point on that last one. Because I was like, well, if Sheldon got a hold of it, they let that motherfucker roll. Because you know why, right, Parking Lot? Because he's the fucking godfather of EDH.
The abusive stepdad. Get his title right.
No, you get your title right. He's the godfather of fucking EDH. So then he reminded me that there's
you need
a fucking
get his pronouns
simic
right.
combo.
He's
and
not
I was
the
like,
godfather.
Oh,
he's the abusive stepdad. Oh, man.
You got that up, Earl Grey? So anyways, I was worried because I was like, well, duh, if it's the Godfather's in it, he's going to have the best deck. Like, and I don't mean, because Earl Grey was talking about like, well, we'll just get five of us in play and whoever wins. Like, nah, that doesn't count because there's different skills and stuff. I meant just in general what the Magic community says, like, oh, that's the best one. Like last year, what was it?
Oh, last Gavi. Year. Yeah, it was Gavi.
We're straight up, right? We already know. That's what I'm saying. So now there's going to be one deck in these that's going to be like, that's the one to get. That's the one that's going to be selling for $80 on TCG. That's what I'm saying.
Which, you know what? Now that you mentioned TCG player, I'm going to pull that up as a spoiler and figure out which one the world thinks is the best one.
You think they already got the prices
adjusted
by now?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
For sure.
Yeah, let me see. I'm trying to look for this shit here.
Yup.
They do have adjusted prices?
One, two, yep. All right, I see the baseline of 40, and I see the two that are above.
Well, Simic's going to be
all right, man, where are you looking at these fucking things at, man? I can't find
okay, so go back to the messages.
Go back to messages.
The Facebook message. Oh. Remember, I sent that link in there.
Oh, yeah. I never
look at this, I'm prepared.
Fucking
I actually prepared something on time. Wow, I'm valuable.
I tell you, you've come a long way, man.
I tried it. Yeah. I tried it.
You're no longer a D-tier host.
Fucking Gio picked up Secret Wars 8. Oof. I know the ones that he wants.
That is nice. That is nice.
Okay, I'm
so there's that. There you go. So all there, right. And then if you click on, there's going to be another link on that page that says the individual cards or something. It's in that top paragraph.
Extended
the first, the card image gallery. Yeah. So that'll be only
Commander
the new cards.
2021.
That'll be only the new cards.
Oh, okay. That's even better. Cause
hey, you
I don't
know,
give a shit about
every time I hear the word 21, man, it reminds me of that stupid-ass Looney Tunes cartoon with Bugs Bunny. You know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's playing Yosemite Sam, and he's playing, you know, 21.
Mm-hmm.
And can I keep one card? Yeah. One card. 21.
That's old shit.
All right, man. We're going to go with the best color of all time. White.
Hell yeah.
Oh, give me a hell yeah.
Hell no.
If you like white in your EDH decks, give me a
slap
hell
them beers
yeah.
together and give me a hell yeah. All right. So I see Angel of Ruins. I don't like it.
Hold on. Is that a dick in the back?
Where?
It's not RK.
Is it RK Post? Oh, no, never mind. No. Right, never mind.
But oh, you're talking about that pink thing in the back on the right-hand side?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
That looks like a dick.
RK Post, man. You got a new fucking name. What's your name?
Yiko something? Yiro something?
Better check fucking... Better all check RK Post.
So, it's a 7-drop, 5/7 angel.
Artifact creature angel.
It is an artifact. Oh, shit.
When Angel of Ruins enters the battlefield, exile up to 2 target artifacts or enchantments. It's got plane cycling. Discard, discard, pay two. Search library for a planes card. Reveal it, put it in your hand, and shuffle.
What is it that? Is that dust to dust or ashes to ashes? What's the fucking one that does the two?
Exiles two, I think.
Double dust, white, dust. Two colors. Dust to dust, yeah.
Dust to dust.
On a fucking 5-7 body.
Oh, yeah. this isn't that bad.
Plane cycling two? Eh.
Because I was looking at rebuilding non-budget Brea.
Yeah.
And since she is an artifact creature.
Yeah, yeah. So this one's in the, I know this one's going to be in the red-white, yeah. The Boros Artifact Matters.
Well, yeah, because I saw the next card below it, the Dig Site Engineer that's going to be in the same deck.
Yeah.
She's a 1/1 white, 2-colorless, 3/3. Whenever you cast an artifact spell, you may pay 2 colorless. If you do, create a 0/0 colorless construct artifact creature token with... This creature gets +1/+1 for each artifact you control.
That's a card.
You know what that means, parking lot?
Mm-hmm.
A certain artifact is going to go up in price. If not, it hasn't jumped already.
Would that be Arcbound Ravager?
Nah, not just that. Well, he's gone up. But not Darksteel Forge. What's the other combo that you need with Darksteel Forge?
Mycosynth Lattice.
Yes.
Mycosynth Lattice.
So yeah, turn everything into a, and you know what? My favorite combo, man, Liquid Metal Coating.
Yeah, we know. I remember you talking about being making some scrub deck standard with that shit. Yeah.
And fucking beating the shit out of someone and looking at me like, I got beat by a Liquid Metal Coating deck.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
All right, let's see. Up next here, we got Archaeomancer's Map. 2 colors and a white for an artifact. Reads, when Archaeomancer Map enters the battlefield, search your library for up to 2 basic planes cards. Reveal them, put them into your hand. Shuffle. Whenever a land enters the battlefield under your control, if that...
Under an opponent's
control. Under an opponent's control. If that player controls more lands than you, you may put a land card from your hand onto the battlefield.
Bro, see, this is way better than that bullshit we spoke.
Sylvian Library or...
No,
it's not library.
It's a land tax kind of,
yeah, land tax.
Right.
Yeah, it's a pseudo land tax.
It's a secondary land tax that you can put in your deck.
This is better than that bullshit we were talking about last fucking week. What the fuck is it called now? Same mana cost too. Monologue tax.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
This is hitting all the nails on the head for EDH. I mean,
yeah,
right here, 3-drop. Yes.
Okay, get your 2 planes whenever a land enters the battlefield under...
2 planes cards.
No.
2 basic planes cards.
Oh.
I don't know.
It can't be too crazy like that because...
We're up to 2 basic planes.
Because the next guy's going to drop a land, you can put it down, and then the next guy's going to drop a land, you can
put
it down.
The only problem is, it continues to reiterate the problem with white. You have to be behind for this to be good.
Yeah. But you're already behind, so fuck it.
It's fine if you want to play from the back, because quite honestly, that's what you're fucking doing at this point. You're just playing from the rear and getting fucked.
Why does Bronze Guardian look like what's his name from Mortal Kombat?
Let me see that shit.
Bronze Guardian.
Well, Goro or something.
Yeah, does he got nuts in this one too?
He don't have the ponytail though. This looks like
you don't know. It can be hiding underneath the back of his neck.
That's true too.
Yeah, Bronze Guardian, 4 and a white for an artifact creature, Golem. Double Strike, Ward 2.
I like
whenever
Ward.
This creature becomes the target of a spell or an ability and opponent controls, counter it unless that player pays 2.
That's fucking tight. That's other like Kapala for everybody.
Other artifacts you control have Ward 2.
Oh, God.
Bro.
That's dumb.
Bro.
Bronze Guardian power is equal to the number of artifacts you control.
The other artifacts you control have Ward is legit.
It's the secondary ability that makes me go, I'm hot and bothered on this card.
But 5, bro?
Five is not bad because you know what? With
Artifact Ramp, you're running an artifact deck.
You have a minimum of 11 mana base rocks.
Oh, yeah, I guess you could drop this dude on Turtrium if you go like Sol Ring Signet.
Can get him out. No problem.
I like that card actually now. He's kind of... He won't be worth dick, though. I bet you we could get him cheap.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I'm looking at buying all the decks anyway and just stick them in the closet.
Same.
I would do that, but I have this weird thing where, like, I need to build them. you know.
Well, that's why, and see, that's my thing.
Well, you want Gavi? Gavi's sitting right up there in the box right there.
I had all five of those too, and I gave our Gavi to Sean.
Yeah, so far with everything that I've read and looked into, I still haven't settled yet on a deck that I want to build.
So you buy them all, but just build one.
I'm going to build, I'll buy all five to save, and then I'll buy an individual one or two if they pique my interest.
Okay.
But we'll get to that later.
All right, cool.
Combat Calligrapher. So this is definitely going to be in the Orzhov Black-White deck. 3 and a white for a bird cleric. I like cleric. Flying inklings can't attack you or planeswalkers you control. Whenever a player attacks one or more opponent, that attacking player creates a tapped 2/1 white and black inkling creature token with flying that's attacking that opponent.
And this guy's a curse. Like, you're not Curse of Bounty and Curse of...
There was a cycle of cards that cared about your... Like, the kind of weird goad mechanic, in a way. Where they're forcing your opponents to attack anybody else but me.
Yeah, it's the curses.
So, it screams build around stacks. Build around taxes.
Worst fucking...
Play taxes. Like, that's what this was wanting to do, for sure. Yeah, you're going to give them a token. Okay, big whoop. This guy already locks those tokens from attacking him, period.
Well, we got the next one's Excavation Technique. 1 white, 3 colorless sorcery with Demonstrate. When you cast a spell, you may copy it. If you do, choose an opponent to also copy it. Players may choose a new target for their copies. Destroy target non-land permanent. Its controller creates 2 treasure tokens.
Man, that's...
So, it's a gamble.
What do you think about that?
It's a gamble, and that's a political card.
That ain't no Assassin's Trophy, bro. Not even close.
It's not. You're right. It's not an Assassin's Trophy, but it's a political card. You know, hey, we need to get rid of this thing and this thing. Who's willing to work with me on getting rid of those things? Or you pass it off to the other players like, I'm going to destroy my own thing because I could use those treasures instead.
Okay.
Something.
And they only get it if you copy it. So you'll be blowing up 2 shits. Because you have to copy it to
Somebody else is getting it. Like, that's already guaranteed within the card. Somebody else is going to get it. Somebody else will get a copy.
Well, there's your monologue tax.
Yeah, fuck that card.
Yeah, monologue tax. We've already talked about it once.
What's next?
Let's scroll Guardian, back up here.
Guardian Archon?
Guardian Archon. Go for it. Do it.
It's a 5/5 flyer for 4 and 2 white. As Guardian Archon enters the battlefield, secretly choose an opponent. Reveal that player you choose. Oh, I guess this is an ability. Like, if reveal the player you choose, : you and target permanent you control each gain protection from that chosen player until end of turn. Activate only once. Once ever?
Yeah, once ever.
Oh.
Because you can only reveal it once, because then at that point, it's a known thing.
It's a fucking six-drop, 5/5. No.
Trash.
I'm sorry.
For a fucking one-use trash.
This is a shitty attempt to fix True Name.
True Names. Hey, bro.
True Name Nemesis isn't even that big of a fucking deal anymore, when you think about it.
No, True Name was huge when you were doing French EDH.
And then it made a huge splash in Legacy at the time. Because Legacy could not stop that shit.
Nope.
I like him because he's just a merfolk.
What's that? Latchkey Clockwork? No, it's not.
Yeah, come on. At least try.
Loshiel Clockwork Scholar.
Uh-huh.
He's a 3-drop, 1 white, 2 colorless, legendary elephant artificer. So he's a 2/4 body. I think for an elephant man, he'd be a little bit bigger than that.
Yeah, for real.
He'd be thick.
He's a midget.
So for a 3-drop, prevent all combat damage that would be dealt to attacking artifact creatures you control.
Okay.
Whenever one or more artifact creatures enter the battlefield under your control, draw a card. This ability triggers only once each turn.
You know what? I might be able to use that guy in time because he's a 3-drop, so he can do on the time ability, and I have a way to get Oh, no, they're colorless, not artifact. Never mind. Fuck this guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
We did monologue tax. Nils. Discipline enforcer Nils. Two and a white. Legendary human cleric. At the beginning of your end step, for each player, put a 1-1 counter on up to one target creature that player controls. Each creature with one or more counters on it can attack you or planeswalkers you control unless its controller pays X, where X is the number of counters on that creature. Stacks again, bro.
Yep.
God damn. Now, here's something I want to point out. Any counters, Mr. Nethroy.
It is any counters.
Any counters, Mr. Nethroy. Good luck.
Poison.
Don't plan on swinging.
Jeez.
Because with Nethroy having all those, the death touch counter, the vigilance counter, those things, this hoses that.
You're talking about Cathrall?
Cathrall.
Oh, I was like, Nethroy, bring back 0/0. Yeah, he's fucked. He ain't attacking nobody unless he pays 10. Yeah. But like stupid. Anything else that like anything with any counters, can it has to pay it. That's just another freaking tag.
You have Trax on board.
Oh, you start delivering shit.
Yeah,
fucked up.
That's clever. Fucked
is there an Atraxa stacks?
People yeah, like,
I've never seen that.
I mean, the most popular is obviously
Brago stacks. Fuck yeah.
Well, for Atraxa, it'd be planeswalkers.
Yeah.
That's the most popular version, but. Even this, I'd splash that into it.
Is this going to be a cycle with the promises? Sounds like
we'll find out in a little bit.
Yeah, sounds like one.
But you want to hit that one?
It's called Promise of Loyalty. It's a sorcery for 4 colorless and a white. Each player puts a vow counter on a creature they control and sacrifices the rest. Each of those creatures can attack you or planeswalkers you control for as long as it has the vow counter on it. So it's like a... It's like a, what's that stupid sweep? Where everyone keeps one and sacks the rest.
You choose one, sack the rest. Same thing.
Same shit, except now that
but
can,
better.
Yeah, now that can attack you. That's not bad.
We got scholarship sponsor, human advisor, 4/3/3. When scholarship sponsor enters the battlefield, each player who controls fewer lands than the player who controls the most lands searches their library for a number of basic land cards less than or equal to the difference. Puts those cards on the battlefield tapped, then shuffles.
Bro!
I'm not playing Korvald with this deck.
If some dude's way ahead, everyone just caught up.
Yeah.
I'm not playing Korvald. Fuck you.
For 4. That's not bad. Especially, well, I don't know. If you're white,
you're Korvald. You're sacking your own lands.
True.
That just sets you back up.
True.
Or you could fuck people like that, yeah.
So you would actually enjoy this.
Yeah, because it's ETB.
It's an ETB, and your opponent's casting it. They're helping you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm gaining my pluses to, yeah.
Other than...
This is a card you want to see as a Korvald player.
Would this guy be like anything good in Omnath?
Momnath?
He's white. You can splash him.
But you're
usually the one with all the lands, right?
Yeah, at that point, I'm already rambling way too far ahead. I'm not benefiting. That deck doesn't benefit on sacking out lands. Yeah.
The next 3 cards, we already know what they are. The next 3 cards after that, more of the same normal, usual junk.
Oh, these are all reprints?
Reprints.
Yeah.
Cleansing... Just to go over the names. Angel Serenity, Boreas Charger, Citadel Siege, Cleansing Nova, Darksteel Mutation, Dispatch, Dispeller's Capsule, Duelist Heritage, which is needed a reprint, actually. Elite Scale Guard.
Ghostly Prison,
baby.
But I do like this artwork, though.
Ghostly Prison New
Art. Is the white deck stacks?
The black-white deck.
Oh, the black hole. Sheldon Medley.
What a stacks, dickhead. Ladies and gentlemen.
Is this Gideon new?
No, these are all going to be reprints. Gideon, Champion of the Justice. Hunted Lamassu, I think, is new.
Creative 4 black buck.
Two colors, double white for a flying Lamassu. When it enters the battlefield, your target opponent creates a 4/4 black horror creature token, and it's a 5/5. Yeah, that sounds new. Knight of the White Ark, it's a reprint. Marshall Impetus. It's a good one. Marshall Impetus is a reprint.
Oblation baby! Reprint. That's going to be in that deck, too? Man.
Oruska's Explorer is a reprint. Orzhov Advocate. I wonder what deck that's going to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Return to Dust. Exile target artifact enchantment. Blah, blah, blah. Route.
Sanctum, I like Route.
Gargoyle. The Selfless Squire. That needed a reprint, too. Soul Snare.
Stalking.
Hey, I like that art on the Leonin.
Sun Titan.
Old art, too.
Yeah, that looks good.
Sun Titan. Sun Scorch.
Another Sun Titan to make it worth even less.
Together Forever is also new, I believe.
Yeah, that's no, it's not new. It was in the one of the other decks from last year. It was in the
Tragic deck. Arrogance, Vow of Duty, Windborn Muse. Yeah, there's a stacks abilities, man.
Fucking Zatalpa.
Zatalpa.
So there's some stacks is fucking a thing. I was wanting to do a stacks deck. Maybe I will buy fucking 21 and be a piece of shit.
Buy that black white.
I get to be shitty good. Like Earl Grey.
Now we're jumping into blue stuff.
Yeah, and from the worst color to the best, huh?
Commander's Insight X and triple blue for an instant. Target player draws X cards plus an additional card. For each time they've cast a commander from the command zone this game.
I'm going to want that card.
Yeah, that seems
good. The triple blue's hard, but... It's...
Triple blue seems hard. Up next is Curiosity Crafter. 3 and a blue for a bird wizard 3/3. With flying, you have no maximum hand size. Whenever a creature token you control deals combat damage to a player, draw a card.
Okay. That's the Simic. It's going to be Simic shit, right?
That sounds like Simic, yeah. Or is it?
Simic still? Oh, could be. The blue. Oh, one. Yeah, okay.
Dazzling Sphinx.
Oh, new Sphinx.
3 double blue for Sphinx. 4/5 flying. And a whole paragraph. Here we go. When Dazzling Sphinx deals combat damage to a player, that player exiles cards from the top of their library until they exile an instant or sorcery card. Yeah, this is in the red-blue deck.
Yeah.
You may cast that card without paying its mana cost. Then that player puts the exiled cards that weren't cast this way on the bottom of their library in a random order.
So you get chaos. A free spell, yeah.
Yeah, free spell, gone chaos. That makes sense.
Not bad for 5, it's a 4/5.
Deka, Fractal Theorist. 4 and a blue for a legendary creature, wizard, human wizard, 3/3, with Magecraft. Finally, we actually hit one with Magecraft. Whenever you cast or copy an instant or sorcery spell, create a 0/0 green and blue fractal creature token. Put X +1/+1 counters on it, where X is that spell's mana value. Ugh, I hate mana value. I hate that term.
A target creature token can't be blocked.
3 and a blue creature token is unblockable.
So Simic Ant is doing the tokens, yeah.
Yeah. Inspiring Refrain, 4 double blue for a sorcery that says draw 2 cards, exile Inspiring Refrain with 3 time counters on it. Suspend 3 for 2 and a blue. Now, I want to hold up on this one because I like this card. It's Divination that... always repeats itself.
Exile with... Oh, it just keeps going.
Yeah. So every 3 turns, it's a free divination. Just draw 2.
That's pretty good.
Budget. I think this will be a budget card.
Mitch is already on this shit.
Mitch is probably already on this shit, but I think it's a budget card. I like it. It's jank.
I was trying to figure it out. I was like, well, what does that matter? But if it, yeah, it just keeps going and going and going.
Every 3rd turn, it's free divination.
Not bad.
I don't think it's terrible at all. Up next, we got Muse Vortex. X double blue for sorcery. Exile the top X cards of your library. You may cast an instant or sorcery spell with mana value X or less from among them without paying its mana cost. Then put the exiled instant or sorcery cards that weren't cast this way into your hand and the rest on the bottom of your library in a random order.
Chaos.
Blue again. Finally got a what is the green X spell? Check the top X, get all the creatures.
Kindred summonings.
No.
Green Sun Zenith.
No, that's searches for just one.
Oh.
The other one.
I thought it was Kindred Summon or some shit like that.
Yeah. There's something. I'm spacing on the name, though.
Are you spacing?
But now it's... Now the cycle's coming around and now instants have their own. That's kind of dumb. Octavia Living Thesis. 8 and double blue. For a legendary elemental octopus.
It's an elemental, Harry.
It's an elemental. This spell costs 8 less to cast if you have 8 or more instant and or sorcery cards in your graveyard. Has ward 8. And magecraft. Whenever you cast or copy an instant or sorcery spell, target creature has base power and toughness 8/8 until end of turn.
That's not bad in a spell slinger, dude. That's not bad.
That's funny.
Fucking like cast them for 2 blue. Good luck trying to fucking kill it if you want to pay 8 extra on top of your POE is going to cost you fucking...
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. My ass trophy is going to cost 10?
Yep.
Jeez, this card's too
it's
good.
It's going to cost 10. Hey,
so you know what that means?
He beats ass trophy. Out of it.
He beats ass trophy.
Dude, that's so brutal, dude. That scares me.
But you know what this doesn't stop? Force of will, force of negation...
Oh, yeah, duh. I'll side-grip this bitch off with you, too. I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But Ash Trophy's my favorite card, bro, and it's one that fucking shits on it.
I think finally Ash Trophy's been beaten.
No.
Because I don't think you're going to pay 10.
No, I'm not going to pay 10.
I don't see you paying 10. Perplexing Test. 3 double blue for an instant. Choose one. Return all creature tokens to their owner's hands. Or return all non-creature tokens
not bad.
To their owner's
instant
hands.
Speed.
At instant speed.
What do you think, Earl Grey? That's not bad, dude. Budget? Like budget?
Budget Psycrypt?
Just a budget Psycrypt, almost.
We're looking at a Perplexing Test, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, it's like a budget... I don't want to say budget. Yeah, I guess we could say budget Psycrypt.
It has
yeah.
to be a budget Psycrypt.
Yeah.
Because anything else that's not Psycrypt is budget.
Yeah.
Let's be fair.
What's the one that does only creatures? Evacuation.
Evacuation.
Yeah.
Is that a strictly worse evacuation?
But is evacuation instant too?
Yeah, we can find that out real quick.
The thing is, no, I still take Cyclonic.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, we're not.
Why do you think I'm asking?
But there's still other cards that does the same thing that Cyclonic Rift does.
Evacuation is also an instant.
Okay,
at five.
Okay.
So this is a budget evacuation.
But it gives you.
Yeah, I was about ready to say this is not really a Psycrypt. This is more like evaluation.
Yeah, I was going to say that's why I had to ask him because I only use Psycrypt too. But I was like, hey man, I'm just trying to figure it out. You know.
So the question is, this is a situational card because this is probably going to be in the blue, green. The Simic deck, where you're making a bunch of tokens. Do you keep all your tokens and just bounce everything else?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you have to bounce tokens because your opponents also can't create tokens of some variety?
Yeah.
And bounce those.
So it's made for
a deck, I guess. It's made for this set, is what it is. It is made for this set. I like it in the theme of if you're pairing it up with these five, but outside, when you go step into the world of regular-ass Commander, are you really going to let the fucking token player keep his board state? No. And bounce everything else?
No.
Nah.
No.
You ain't doing play that. Evacuation. Just cut this play evacuation.
Well, we're going to do something a little different here. We're not going to go through every card in the lists because you know why? We don't have 5 hours to do this.
Is that how long it's already been?
It's been a little bit long on this. We're just going to skim over this and pick and choose the cards that we do like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we are getting ready to, after the next three, we're literally going to start running into, Brainstorm, Aether Spout, Aether Gale, Champion of Wits. I mean, they reprinted some heavy hitters. I needed more copies of Champion of Wits. Curse of Swine, definitely needed more copies of that.
Mm-hmm.
I like Curse of Swine. They reprinted that? Oh, yeah, they are.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dig Through Time, Living Lore.
They're reprinting Mind's Desire. Like, that's just Whatever. That's got to be the blue red deck trying to do storm shit.
Oh, fuck.
Rapid hybridization.
Yep.
Another one needed to get reprinted.
Is that up or something? I thought it was the other one that was hard to get. Pongify.
Pongify is hard, the harder to get.
Yeah.
But still, like either way.
So we know there's three. What's the fourth one? Wasn't there a new one that just came out not too long ago? Because there was Pongify, Rapid Hyperization.
Another one drop removal spell in blue.
Yeah, it's the one that turns into
is it a crab or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I forgot what it is.
Then we got, of course, Ponder. Out of the three that we're looking at up here, so we got Sly Instigator. Sly and the Family Stone. He's a four drop, one blue, three colorless, 2/4 human wizard, Harry. For one blue, tap him. Until your next turn, target creature and opponent controls can't be blocked. Goad that creature. Ooh. Until your next turn, that creature attacks each combat if abled and attacks a player other than you if able.
Wait.
Yeah, so you're goading their creature, but they can't hit you.
The way he read that up, I want to skim back here and check something.
Again, until your next turn, that creature attacks each combat if able and attacks a player other than you if able.
Each combat. It's attacking on your opponent's combat steps.
What?
Until your next turn, that creature attacks each combat.
If able. You can't attack on other
until
people.
Until your next turn.
Yeah, because if it's as long as it's tapped.
Yeah.
Go that creature until your next turn.
It's not attacking on other stuff.
Okay.
Relax,
you read
bro.
The reminder text. Yeah. That sounded like actual text.
Relax.
Like, what?
That crack Never is cool, mind. Too. Whenever a Kraken, Leviathan, Octopus, or Serpent you control deals combat damage to a player, create a 9/9 Kraken.
Makes me miss Niles.
Oh, no. Miles was at the shop.
Was he?
Yeah, he was there Monday.
He gets his chair fixed finally?
Finally, yes.
Thank God.
The wheelchair quarterback is back.
Oh.
Yeah, well, he's got a new toy. For,
Well, he also had stimmy money, so he was spending money on magic cards.
Good.
But he went down.
Is that confirmed? You ask him, is this your stimmy money?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Right. But his major stimmy money purchase was for a Remington 870 shotgun.
Hey, there you go.
Ooh, nice toy. Nice toy.
Pure value.
So we got theoretical, or what was it? Duplication? It's a three-drop instant. Whenever a non-token creature enters the battlefield under your opponent's control this turn, create a token that's a copy of that creature.
Where's that one? I didn't see that one.
Right next to the spawning Kraken.
Oh, okay. My bad. Rite of Replication getting reprinted, too. I like that card. I use that in my Merfolks. And Talran, baby.
Well, yeah, with
Tauron's
the
gonna have
storm shit,
yeah.
you're gonna produce
Tauron's
so many
go fucking hardcore, bro.
What do you think of the artwork for the new Serum Visions?
Is it a sliver?
It's a reprint. It's a reprint of the art they've done before. I think it's a mirror.
Phyrexian now. Phyrexian Ink Moths, Yielding Visions of Purpose.
Yeah, it's a Phyrexian.
All right, let's move on to black.
Oh hell yeah.
Let's see. Up on the top of the block, there was one. Where was it? Bold Plagiarist.
There you go. Oh, man. Just in time for that one guy, huh?
3 and a black for a Vampire Rogue with Flash as a 2/2. Whenever an opponent puts one or more creatures.
Counters on a creature
they control. They put the same number and kind of counters on Bold Plagiarist.
Ooh, I might put that guy in my Cathedral deck. Hey, man, you can want to get Indestructible and Death Touch and all that shit, too. But he's only a 2/2.
Yeah, he's only a 2/2. But now, mind you, that would be better in a situation where you're playing that deck against another Cathedral deck. Because it's actually all those counters.
Oh, it's opponent. My bad.
Plus one, plus one counters.
So we got Author of Shadows is a 5-drop, 3/3 Shade Warlock.
Yeah.
When Author of Shadows enters the battlefield, Exile all cards from opponents' graveyards. All opponents' graveyards. Choose a non-land card exiled this way. You may cast that card for as long as it remains exiled. And you may spend mana as over mana of any color for that spell. So, I love this if it was a 3 or a 4 drop.
Yeah. I'm happy that it exiles the graveyards and they don't get it back. Because that would be kind of shit. But for 5, and you exile all graveyards when it hits play, that's Leyline of the Void.
Yeah.
So, Leyline, you get a free spell. You get a spell of your choosing, and you can play it.
Yeah.
It's a late game card. I think it's fair.
Cool.
Especially with the fucking Reanimator decks and everything else.
Talking about Reanimator, you know your boy Biffle plays Reanimator. Mm-hmm. The black demonstrate card is pretty cool. 4 and a black. It's called Incarnation Technique. So it demonstrates. So if you copy it, remember an opponent can copy also. You choose the opponent and they'll copy it. Mill 5 cards, then return a creature card from your graveyard to the battlefield. So it's like, what's it, Dread Return or whatever the fuck it is, but you can copy it. And they'll bring a guy back too, but I mean, you could double your value on that too. Kind of cool little card. Nothing like game breaking or nothing, but.
Let me look at Keen Duelist here, man. It's 1 black, 1 colorless, 2/2, human wizard. Artwork's kind of out there. I mean, she's in black, white. At the beginning of your upkeep, you and target opponent each reveal the top cards of your library. You each lose life equal to the mana value of the cards revealed by the other player.
Oh.
You each put the cards you revealed into your hand.
You're like a weird Bob, huh?
It's a Bob for you and your opponent.
Yeah, it's a reverse Bob.
But you guys...
But you take the damage of what your opponent has.
Yeah.
So you need to stack their deck.
We could do that.
Man, if only Paco and Haldon ran black. That'd be so good. Because that's all I do in that deck.
You can stack your own deck and fuck them. Because you're not getting hit with it.
Yeah, let me tutor up this 10 drop to the top. Let me vamp tutor this to the top.
Yeah, that.
Boom, or, smack you for 10.
Yeah, thanks for the free card, bitch. Orzhov, baby. I'm telling you.
I noticed a lot of vampires in this set.
Well, you don't like vampires?
No, I'm actually happy because I'm sorry, Markov needed some new blood, so to speak.
Markov is really good on his own.
He's all right,
but it's a new variety. I mean,
come on, this one right here, bloodthirsty aerialist, 3 drop. She's a 2 black, 1 color. It's 2/3 flying. Whenever you gain life, put a +1.
Oh, that's a counter. Reprint.
Yep.
No, dude, that Marshland Bloodcaster. You pass it? Check that shit out.
It's got menace for 3. Whenever you gain life, you may pay.
Wrong one.
Oh.
He's a 5 drop, 3/5 flyer. But look at the ability on that.
1 black, 1 colorless. Rather than pay the mana cost, the next spell you cast this turn, you may pay life equal to the mana's spell's mana value.
Yeah, I play Suicide Black with Crick. So, like, dude, you pay some big spells like that Profane Transfusion or whatever shit like that. You know, fuck somebody with that. Like, here, thanks for the big horror, and then your life totals and eyes are switched, so you're at, like, 5 now. And that's his ability, like, tap 2, you know? Like, play some little bullshit card, and then, like, you have some big spell, dude. It only costs you 2 and whatever the life.
Weird draw spell in black, but kind of thematic. 4 and a black instant. You draw X cards and lose X life, where X is the mana value of a commander you own on the battlefield or in the command zone.
Another Crick special, bro.
So lose 7, draw 7.
Well, they reprinted Necropolis Regent. Noxious Gear Hulk.
Oh, they brought they got that Gear Hulk back too?
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, they did one of the Curse of Disturbance.
No, what they did do is bring Sangromancer and Sanguine Bond.
Mm-hmm. I wonder.
Defiant Bloodlord did that. You're right. It is a bunch of things. Oh, greed, and that's the art so, I like.
I love the fact that they put in that little small.
Oh, Infernal Offering's a good card, bro. I was running that in Child of Alara. That's a good card for a reprint, especially in this deck.
No, this is all about the combo, man. Sangromancer and Sanguine Bond.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess you're right, too. Oh, they do have it in there. What yeah. the fuck? Hey, not bad. Hey, Sheldon Menry.
I wonder if that's in the same deck, though. Let's see.
What's the other black color? There's not a Dimir.
Red.
Is there a black
red? What's the other black deck?
There isn't, bro.
It's blue-green.
Blue-green, Boros.
So the black-white, we knew that.
Uh-huh.
And then... Black green.
Oh yeah, Witherbloom. Fuck.
So I think the Witherbloom has it because black green is life gain.
Well, let's do red. Yeah. We're on red.
We get through this.
So far nothing that catches my eye.
Hold on. Whenever an ability of an equipped creature is activated, if it just copy.
I literally see nothing that I like. Oh, I like Blasphemous Act.
Oh, they're repairing it?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Okay, so one y'all are sleeping on that I actually like for the new ones. Cursed Mirror. Two and a red for an artifact that taps to add a red. As Cursed Mirror enters the battlefield, you may have it become a copy of any creature on the battlefield until end of turn, except it has haste.
That's pretty good.
Kiji.
Godo.
Oh, God.
So it enters play, it copies Godo, you get the trigger for the ETB. Yeah, you sack this off. Oh well. But then you combo off and win with Godo.
Yeah, with Godo, yeah.
Worst case scenario, you drop this, you copy something that you need just to either do something with, swing out with something, and it's still a mana rock when you're done.
Yeah.
That's fucking value. If I haven't fucking seen
it. All about value. I'm just looking at Blasphemous Act. And Chain Reaction.
Oh, they have Chain Reaction on there too?
Yep.
Blasphemous Act. Yeah, Chain Reaction.
Combustible Gear Hulk.
Two good sweepers right there, dude.
No, my favorite thing that they reprinted, Hellkite Tyrant. Bam, right there.
Okay. Dual Caster, bro.
Yeah, Dual Caster.
They make like a cheap dual caster in the actual thing. It's like a 5-drop, though.
And I'm going to mention this one because I mentioned the one previously. Rousing Refrain. 3 and double red for a sorcery. Add red for each card in target opponent's hand. Until end of turn, you don't lose this mana as steps and phases end. Exile it with 3 time counters on it. Suspend for 3 for 2. So every 3 turns... get X amount of mana.
Yeah.
So again,
is that going to be a cycle too? Was there a suspend for the white?
Because those were both... No, it was only the blue and the red because it's in that deck.
Oh, it's in that deck, yeah.
That's the spell casting and suspend. The muse... If you look at the art, it's choir in both cards.
Well, it sounds like that...
Again, Godo. Because we need spells that give us mana.
So we have a Stax deck, a Reanimator deck, and a fucking Copy Storm deck.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. All right. Green, last color, Earl Grey.
No, it's not last color, bro. We still got plenty more after this. We got multicolors.
Oh, yeah, my colors. Bad. Yeah, my
and then
bad.
We got colorless and artifacts. And artifacts and a whole lot of artifacts.
We do have a whole lot of artifacts to touch on.
Oh, yeah, and there's some bangers in there, too, man. I'm happy that a bunch of them got reprinted.
Commander creatures you control. Get
so.
Ooh, that guy looks good.
Who?
Guardian Augmenter. He's flash for a 2 and a green. 2/2 flash. Troll Wizard. Commander creatures you control get +2/+2. Commanders you control have hexproof. For 3.
Oh, damn.
Not bad. Flash to the bitch.
Too late, it wasn't like an elf.
Yeah, that's true.
Or too. Druid.
I'll put him in fucking Tyam too. Bring his bitch ass back anytime I want.
There's Ruxa. Patient Professor.
Yeah, the Tribal Vanilla Commander.
Bear, yeah.
Which, I see that card. You know what I want to do?
Hate Bear?
No, you do actual vanilla creatures. You do mono green vanilla.
True.
It's just a fun jank deck. Like,
but I'm noticing a lot of these legendaries. I mean, here's your tree folk druid. I don't see no elves.
They're reprinted in Forgotten Ancient. That's kind of cool.
Oh, they got Elven Druid, Incubation Druid, which is a reprint.
Yep.
Hornet Nest, Hornet Queen. Oh, I love Incubation Druid. That guy's a fucking house in my deck, too. Kadama Reach and Cultivate, K-Grip. Hey, Managorger Hydra, too.
I do like Yadora, Grave Gardener, because Druid.deck. Four and a green for a legendary Treefolk Druid. Whenever another non-token creature you control dies, you may return to the battlefield face down under its owner's control. It's a forest.
Oh, I'm done, man. I'm done. So, I'm looking at the color of the multicolors, man. They brought back Jor-Kadeem.
Yeah, for the Boros deck. Artifacts matter. All the artifacts matter.
Yep, Jor-Kadeem, 5-drop. One red, one white, 3-colorless, 5/4, first strike. Metalcraft, creatures you control get +3/+0 as long as you control 3 or more artifacts.
Oh, yeah, they're Jor-Kadeem, yeah.
Remember, parking lot, I built my $6 Jor-Kadeem EDH deck. You want to know about budget?
$6.
$6. Dang. Can we
that shit slapped.
What's the commander for Orzhov? This Breena, right? Demagogue?
Yeah.
Whenever a player attacks one of your opponents. Oh, yeah, we already talked about that one.
No, they brought back some hitters, man. I mean, they brought back Master Biomancer.
Mm-hmm. Where was that one?
Oh, man, I
couldn't. I'm just looking, man. I'm like, I'm happy.
Debtor's Knell, which was getting up there in price. That got reprinted. That's pretty good.
Yeah, Debtor's Knell is really good.
Debtor's Knell is really good. Where is...
Well, I'm on colorless, so we got Desolation Twin for the colorless. Now, artifact-wise, of course, Signet. I love the fact they brought back all of the talismans.
When you mean the ones that match the colors?
Right? Yeah,
yeah.
So all of the
talisman of creativity, talisman of resilience.
No, no signets though.
Just talisman of prismatic talisman.
There's only so
yeah. They brought Simic signet.
Okay, so
you have
did.
Arcane signet, Izzet signet. You've got Orzhov,
Commander Sphere.
Shit, man! The Vincer's Journal.
Oh, yeah, okay, they did bring the thing. That's not bad. That means these decks should play out pretty good straight out
some,
of the box.
So you get some signets, and then the other half gets talismans. Mm-hmm. That's basically how that broke down.
Scrap Trawler?
One of the new commanders out of these decks, I just thought it was hilarious. Let me scroll back up here. It makes me want to go buy boxes of fucking... Not Ikoria, but of Throne of Eldraine.
What?
Hey, if you speaking to the mic, we can actually hear you on the podcast.
Yeah, true.
Did we talk about the new lands?
Did we talk about the new lands?
There's a study hall. You see this? Tapped out of colors or one and spend and add one mana. If you spend this to cast your commander, you scry X, where X is a number of times. It's whatever.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Like I said, man, I was looking at a bunch of stuff. Yeah, there's some bangers. There's not a lot of hitters.
Geom, Master Chef. 2 green-black for a Troll Warlock Legendary. With Trample on a 5/3. At the beginning of your end step, create a number of food tokens equal to the number of non-token creatures you had enter the battlefield under your control this turn. Sacrifice a food. Target creature gains indestructible into turn tapping. They gave us a food commander. A food matters commander.
Oh, God, man. You know what this means, man? They're going to do food wars now. who can do a food wars Iron Chef style fucking deck?
That's challenge accepted. Shit. Well, the Lander are just a bunch of reprints. So
I don't know, Biffo. What's your stamp of is your stamp of approval on these?
Yeah, I'm going to stack the fuck out of some people with
the damn I got to hit up the boss man and see how much we're going to sell all of them at once.
Honestly, I want... It looks like I'm just going to want Orzhov and
because we do... Golgari. The other ones are $20 a piece. If you buy two, you get them for $35.
These are not the these same are the as full those. Price. These are the full price.
These are going to be the regular full price decks. They're not the budget ones.
This isn't like now, fucking two free...
After looking over these cards, what decks do you think are the... High-end, high price versus base price.
Orzhov's got to be in there. Orzhov and...
I'm picking...
I don't know. That Boros deck's kind of cool, man. The way it looks.
Yeah. I go Is It and Boros.
I'm going Orzhov and...
Starting from the bottom, just because I want to torture you guys. The Is It deck at $42. This is the TCG player average pre-sale price.
Oh, fuck.
Up next, you have actually. Then that was second lowest. Simic, $40.
It's the lowest.
Is the lowest.
Damn, Simic's been getting all the love though.
Yeah, Simic's the lowest. Then you have Witherbloom, the Operation Golgari.
Golgari
at 45.
It's all about that stack stake. Watch.
At number two, the Stacks Orzhov deck.
Wow, that Boros deck $50.
$50. So it jumped from 45 to 50, and then it jumps to 58 the Boros.
That deck's got artifact some shit deck. On it, dude, man. That's all I was saying. I was actually pretty surprised. But, hey, Sheldon Menry put together some shit, bro.
Hey, you know what's going to happen? They don't call him the Godfather. Thank you, Sheldon, because I got extras of Lattice and Steel Forge and all those things that people are going to need for their EDH decks.
Yep.
So Golgari is kind of mid tier. It looks like a lot of just make these bugs and go. I don't know. That's kind of a shit show.
Well, the thing is let's see the shit show work. All we gotta do is get all the decks, right, and someone pilot them.
Mm-hmm.
We will give the shittiest deck to the best player.
And based on these prices, shittiest deck's the Simic one. The sad thing is the Simic deck's the one I need to pick up for the legendaries that are in it
I'm doing Orzhov pile. And Golgari just because I play a lot of Abzan, so a lot of that shit's going to
switch around. Yeah.
Parking lot, you don't like that Boros deck? That Boros deck looks off the chain.
The main reason why I like that Boros deck is because I really do like that Mana Rock that copies.
That's true, but that commander's no joke either. Reason. That commander's no joke either.
No, dude. It's not. Like, if I really wanted to build another red-white deck, that'd probably be it.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't like building multiple decks of the same color combinations.
Yeah, I
just don't like doing that. It bugs the shit out of me.
Yeah, but you could use
the same But that'd language. Be the deck I would crack.
Hey, but you guys can go check out Garbage Day.
Hell yeah.
Garbage Day.
And if you're a listener to them, send them some questions because they do questions at the end of the show. And
yeah, we tried doing questions here, but
nobody
wants to answer us.
Well, people don't like us; they like them.
So
I think it's because it's a different venue, different vein.
They don't have assholes in their degen.
They don't have that kind of degen.
They have a lot of dudes that just like real movies. Also,
if you guys are on Twitch. Go check out DJ Piecemeal.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Yeah.
I never thought about shouting him out. Hey, he's already doing good. He's only been on for like a couple weeks. He's already got way more followers than we'll ever have.
Yeah. Go check out DJ Piecemeal, man. Cuts up the wax when he's bored at home. So
yeah, he does random. Like, he'll do Friday night, and then sometimes he'll do like other ones during the week too, man.
Yeah, I might try to... post up his stuff when we're at the shop, so we can listen to him.
Yeah, that's tight. Like he'll go for 2 hours.
I tried doing it just off my phone, but my connection is absolute garbage, and I didn't feel like dealing with the computer while fucking with all that.
Yeah, he's good too, man. It's a cool thing. Like
I know, I think it's time for a new collab and a new intro song from this time around.
You hear that, Mike? You better fucking come through,
Time
bro.
Time for the update?
Come through, bro.
New update, V2? Man.
Yeah. version 2. But yeah, I've had him on like the last like 3 or 4 weeks while I've been just doing like 40k models, and he's been playing some bangers, dude. He does good.
How many DMX songs?
He didn't do any. I did on that last one. So like DMX died on a Friday, right? No, on a Thursday?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Mike played anything like that. It was playing some. Yeah. Well, I think the last theme was One Hit Wonders. And they were good songs too. I was like, wait a minute. But it'd be like collabs. I was like, so one guy's a one hit wonder, but the artist that he was with was just like, it would be like somebody like Akon or something like that. I was like, that ain't a one hitter.
Well.
So he was taking some heat in the chat a little bit from all of us, but he's a good dude, man.
All right, guys. Go check out our Patreon. We got a Patreon for as little as $1, man. Get added to the DGen chat. And you can meet up with some of these guys that we talk about.
Yeah. They're all in there.
We're all in the DGen chat.
Really want to get to know the Geo or the DJ Piecemeal. Geo. Or Garbage Day.
We didn't even say Geo's name.
Well,
he's been busy.
He has been busy.
When he sent me a picture of his, made my wallet go, oh, you are king. Let me bow down.
Oh, we're just poor compared to him.
Yeah. But I don't need to see a picture of the bank account. I already know this. I don't need proof.
Guys. Like I said, go check out Garbage Day. Check out DJ Piecemeal. I got him linked on our for SoundCloud and everything. So,
yeah.
This is I'm starting to get tired, Earl Grey.
Parking lot.
Yeah, I'm losing kind of some steam too here at the end.
Yeah,
the
it's like too.
You know what kicks me into gear, bro? Knowing that Orzhov deck's a fucking banger because of Sheldon, bro.
Wow. Well, we'll see.
We'll find out.
That's what you get for talking shit about him. You're going to stacks that ass, dude, straight out of the box.
Well, we knew he was going to play fucking stacks.
Is that what he usually does? I don't know. I'm not a fucking Sheldon Dick Rider.
So who's next? Who's next are the RC that's going to be on the next creative list for the fucking EDH decks?
I don't even know who's on this.
Do you think it's the Indian dude?
Siobhan Bot?
Yeah.
No. I actually don't. I think
or is it going to be what's her name?
No, I think it's going to be the guy from Spike Feeders. Or Spike Feeders? Yeah, Spike Feeders.
I can see it.
He's got the mindset for CEDH. He will want to influence a deck to be more on
the high wouldn't end. Mind Watsy doing this, taking a content creator and going, hey, we're going to let you put your input on a fucking deck. Let's create a couple of cards that you like, blah, 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 blah. Let's make a deck based off of what you want to do and go from there. That would be fucking nice, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if your boy Mitch came out with a deck, you'd fucking, dude, you would take that bitch with you to fucking any next GP and look for him because you know what? You want him to sign that motherfucker and go, oh,
No, more than that. You would have it opened, unsleeved, ready to go. With Sharpie in hand and be like, sign every single card. Why sign the full 100.
Better than any of the content creators. I'll take Mitch over Rudy any day, bro.
I wouldn't.
Nah.
Right. When you look at Rudy's checkbook and Mitch's checkbook, there is
Rudy's no the 1%, bro. Mitch is the everyman, bro.
Mitch is like all of us, bro. Mitch is far from
like all the rest of us, bro.
That's like saying
just trying to scrape by, bro.
That's like saying that Tulare Community College is one of us.
I'm not talking about them. That's like your teacher. I'm just talking about
my teacher.
Hey, not all of us have.
You told me to buy boulders because they're a lot better than the fucking ultra pro ones.
That's why he's not my dude, bro. That's what I'm saying. Your dude's all about reserve lists and Wall Street shit. My guy's, hey, man, let's just try to get $50 together to fucking play, bro.
Dude, and he can't even do you a 50. 75? He spends 90 to fucking build a $50 deck.
Fuck both of you guys.
See you in the next one.
Later.
Fuck off. Go.
all around me, and they're all in fear. They don't seem to want me, but they won't admit I must be some kind of creature up there having fears. From my party house, I'm afraid to come outside. Although I'm filled with love, I'm afraid they'll hurt my pride. So I play the part I feel they want me, and I pull the shade so I won't see them seeing me. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times, there's no love to be found. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times, there's no love to be found. From my body house, I feel like me another. Familiar face of creed and a race, a brother. But to my surprise, I find a man corrupt. Although he be my brother, he wants to hold me up. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times, there's no love to be found. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times, there's no love to be found. So many hard times. Sleeping on motel floors, knocking on my brother's door, eating Spam and Oreos and drinking Thunderbird, baby. Having hard times, there's no love to be found. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times, there's no love to be found.
I'm sick and tired.